Time to hear about a great collaboration now here on RNIB Connect Radio between Extant, the UK's leading theatre company for visually impaired performers, and all year round panto company Simply Smiley Productions about Superpower Panto, a vibrant comic book brought to life that will also champion diversity and disability in the arts for young audiences as the production tours around the country. Joining me now here on RNIB Connect Radio is Jasmine Tien and Stephen George, two of Extant's cast members of Superpower Panto, to tell me more about this fantastic new collaboration and production. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Jasmine and Stephen.
Thank you for having me.
Hello, thank you.
Before we talk about Superpower Panto, I wondered if you both might be able to give me a bit of background to how you both got into acting and performing as visually impaired people. And maybe, Jasmine, you could go first.
So I am fairly new to acting. I started at university. I went to University of Cambridge. I did a degree in education, English, drama and the arts. And while there, I discovered acting in the Cambridge student theatre scene, fell madly in love with it, and decided to ditch academia after I finished my undergrad degree and pursue acting as a full-time career. So this is actually my first paid job. So it's very, very exciting. Yeah.
And for you, Stephen, how did you get into acting?
Well, I started acting probably about 25 years ago. I went to East 15 Drama School, but I was sighted then. So I've only been visually impaired for about 9 years. So I started off 25 years ago, going to drama school, being a sighted actor, and now a visually impaired one. When I first became visually impaired, I didn't think I'd be able to carry on, but I found Extant, and they helped me to sort of see things differently and able to carry on with my career.
Extant is a great company and great opportunities for blind or partially sighted people to get into acting and performing, whether it's on stage or behind the stage. So,
indeed.
Yeah. So what is the main story behind Superpower Panto? As I think it's all about celebrating and unlocking your own superpower, whatever that might be.
So basically, I play the lead character, Sally Sense, in Superpower Panto. And Sally is this young, visually impaired girl who struggles with her confidence and her self-esteem because she feels that she's visually impaired and she really struggles with everyday life. And she goes on this sort of personal journey throughout the show, helped by some really fun characters, as we will talk about in a bit, I'm sure, to discover her confidence and recognize that, you know, no matter what our differences, we each have a quote-unquote superpower that helps us deal with life.
And what's your role in the production, Stephen?
I have two roles. I play one of the blackbirds called Flapper, who helps Sally on her journey. And then on the other side of the coin, I play a character called Audius, who is a posh bully that bullies Sally, but also later becomes maybe her good friend towards the end,
because
he sees his way, the error of his ways.
And this is obviously a collaboration with Simply Smiley Productions. And I wondered how that sort of collaboration has been going through the sort of writing process, the rehearsal process, and obviously as you're going to be performing fairly soon. I mean, how's that collaboration been like?
Well, this project really started about 6 years ago. Shannon, who's the director of Simply Smiley, and Maria, who's the director of Extant, they kind of they worked in the same building, and they kept saying to each other, we need to do something. And so we started off with a workshop, a panto workshop, where they got some visually impaired actors and some of the Simply Smiley actors together to do a panto workshop. That went amazingly and so well that then in October of 2021, we did a research and development week where a few of us got together and we played around with the superpower idea and workshopped some stuff, workshopped the panto techniques. And then towards the end of last year, a visually impaired writer called Paula Connolly and one of the Simply Smiley writers called Kelly Griffiths, they got together, started writing the story for this Superpower Panto. which we then got just before Christmas so that we could have a look at it. And then the last couple of weeks we've spent rehearsing it, getting it together, putting it up on its feet, playing with the set, getting the characters together. We've seen a few of the costumes already, which has been really exciting. So that's kind of where we're at the moment. And then we've got another,
week and a half
before we start the tour in Wolverhampton.
And obviously it's going to be accessible to everyone, because that's the main thing about Extant. It's all about accessible performances and accessible opportunities for actors. And there's also a pop-up tactile set, which sounds really fantastic. Have you both had a chance to have a look at the set? Would you mind telling me how it might all work? And will audiences get a chance to get up close and explore the set too? Jasmine, have you seen it yet?
Absolutely. I love the set and I am so excited for audiences to see it and feel it. If you imagine, it is a massive 2.1 meter tall, 1.2 meter wide book that's going to be at the back of the stage. And when you open the book, on each page, it shows the setting of the scene that we're in, and there are elements that pop out. So we have buildings that pop out, and I think we have pots and pans in one scene. So it's all very, very visually exciting, but also tactilely exciting as well. And we do have, for visually impaired audiences, there is an option to book a touch tour at the beginning, not the beginning, before the show, where visually impaired audiences come in and just explore the set with us, and we'll walk them through what's on the stage, and they can feel each scene of the big pop-out comic book that we've got. So there's a bit for everybody, really. Yeah, and I'm just really, really excited about it.
And Stephen, will there be much of a normal sort of panto sort of themes that go on in panto shows, you know, sort of the comedy and interaction and audience participation?
There's plenty of all of that, Toby. There's lots of it's behind yous, and oh, no, it isn't. And oh, yes, it is. And the stock characters. So I think we've even got maybe three dames.
We've got two dames.
Well, I would go with Yin Yang and Mum as being
That's
dames.
That's true. So, I did not think of that.
We've got three dames. We've got a female lead, and we've got three villains. So it's all there, Toby.
And of course, Superpower Panto is also helping to champion diversity and disability in the arts for young audiences. And maybe thinking about your own experiences as visually impaired actors and performers, and maybe thinking back to when you were a little bit younger and possibly thinking about things now, do you think that there's more that can be done to improve opportunities and experiences for young visually impaired people in the arts?
I think there's always things that can be done to improve that sort of thing. But I think the best thing that we can have is the fact that blind and visually impaired young people can see people like them on stage doing stuff. So they've got something to aspire to. And I don't think that happens enough. So having a collaboration like this really highlights that fact, and taking it out to visually impaired audiences as well would really enhance that fact, I think.
And Jasmine, for you, did you see many visually impaired performers around when you were growing up at all? Were you sort of...
Not at all, I'm afraid. I will say that I have been very, very lucky. When I started acting as a hobby at university, my blindness was never a barrier. And I think I agree with Steve. I think a big part of it is having young blind people see just blind adults living their lives and doing things on stage, and being able to do the things that possibly they thought that blind people might not be able to do. I think that this is a wonderful first step. Where I would like to see it going forward is to have it more normalized, just having disabled characters in not just children's media, but just in media in general. I think with stories about disabled people who just happen to be disabled, but just living life and going through life just like all of us, and dealing with everyday things. It doesn't have to always be about their disability. That doesn't have to be the main struggle that they have, because we all have different struggles and triumphs, and it doesn't have to always be about disability. I think that would be the logical next step for me.
And of course, Superpower Panto will hopefully be able to do that as Fee production tours this March around the country in theatres and schools. And more details about performances and dates can be found on the Extant website, and that's extant.org.uk. Well, thank you very much indeed, Jasmine and Stephen, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about this fantastic production, Superpower Panto.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Toby.